pious people. وَالضُعَفَةِ وَالْمَسَاكِينَ Those people that are weak, those people that are poor. We explain that generally these type of people, because of their status, because of their condition, they get trampled upon and they have no right of recourse. No way they can extract their rights. So therefore they get trampled upon generally. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Quran ayat warn us about this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in one ayat, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِغَيْرِ مَكْتَسَبُوا Those people that harm the believing men and the believing women, بِغَيْرِ مَكْتَسَبُوا because of something that they have not done. In other words, they were at no fault. And yet you went and harmed them. فَقَدْ اِحْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانُ وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا That person who has harmed them has taken upon himself, he has taken upon himself slander, and he has taken upon himself a very clear and open sin. So such a serious thing that a person has taken upon himself by harming somebody who didn't deserve that harm. Therefore, zulam, the actual definition of zulam is وَضْعُ الشَّيْءِ فِي غَيْرِ mahalli, to place something in its incorrect place. In other words, that person that you placed oppression upon, you swore him, you spoke bad to him, you spoke ill to him, for example, an employee, but he wasn't deserving of those hard words. So you have placed the wrong words upon him, you have committed zulam. To place something in its incorrect place, that person wasn't deserving of those words, you used those words. Or a person wasn't deserving of you doing him down as far as business is concerned, so you took that money or you took that incorrect attitude towards him, so you have showed zulam towards him. So this is what is meant by zulam. A person, he does, or his approach is done in the incorrect manner, so now he becomes a zalim, he becomes an oppressor. And zulam in a broader way, so those that are doing it are putting those bombs in the wrong place. So therefore they become zalimin, they become those people that are oppressing. So that's why this word zulam has a very broad meaning. To take something and put it in the wrong place. For example, in our understanding, a man is not supposed to park in a certain place, he parks in front of somebody's driveway. Now that person wants to come out of his driveway, he can't come out of his driveway. So he's put his car, he's placed it in the wrong place, so he has committed zulam. He's took something and put it where it's not supposed to be put. So that is a form of zulam. So anyway, zulam is a very broad thing. Allah Pak mentions in another ayat, فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ As far as, do not be harsh. Do not be harsh when it comes to the orphan child. Why? The person doesn't have a father where he can go and take some type of recourse, some type of strength. He doesn't have parents. So do not be harsh to him. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ And that person who is a beggar, then do not drive him away. Do not chase him away. In other words, if you don't want to give him something in a kind way, excuse yourself, but do not drive him and chase him away. Because of his poverty, a genuine poor person, because of his poverty, there's no recourse he got. He doesn't have any type of financial strength. So today's hadith, one short hadith, but a beautiful hadith, and Junub bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man salla salata subhi. Hazrat Junub bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu, he says, that person that reads Fajr Salah, من صلى صلاة الصبح that person that reads Fajr Salah فهو في ذمة الله that person is in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us, we need protection. Today we can see what's happening all around us. No person is being spared as far as crime is concerned, whether it's a person of high standing, low standing, person of stature or not. Every person is involved, or every person is subject to some type of crime. So here the person who reads his Fajr Salah فَهُوَ ذِمَّةِ اللَّهِ He is in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not ADT or blue or what. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection. The next part of the hadith, فَلَا يَطْلُبَنَّكُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ ذِمَّتِهِ بِشَيْءٍ Do not make it such, do not let it be such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to question you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to take your account for something that is in his protection. In other words, this chapter has got to do with harming the pious. So now the pious person, he read his Fajr Salah, so he is in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't harm him, you don't do something to him, so Allah Pak has to take you to account for that. Fi zimmati, that person is in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're doing some harm to him. Remember, you're harming somebody who has got Allah's protection. So you're doing a very dangerous thing. One explanation. Another explanation is, that person now who himself read his Fajr Namaz, he shouldn't do something that will break that protection. Allah Pak is giving him that protection. Now he goes and he looks at the wrong thing. He speaks the wrong thing. He does his business dealings in the wrong way. He gets involved in interest. He gets involved in bribery, etc., etc. So now that protection that Allah Pak is giving him, he's breaking that protection. Then the next part of the hadith, فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ يَطْلُبُهُ مِنْ ذِمَّتِهِ بِشَيْءٍ يُدْرِكْهُ Because that person now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting him, and now you go and interfere, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely catch you. And then what it's Allah, and then what the hadith says, ثُمَّ يَكُبُّهُ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you and he'll throw you face down in the fire of Jahannam. So serious it is to interfere, to chair chow with somebody who is in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of protecting the rights of every person, the pious, the poor, the weak, every person. We should not take advantage of them, protect them, understanding that they are in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let this hadith be an encouragement for us to perform our Fajr Salah daily, that if I perform my Salah, then I will be in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What more can I ask for that day than I be in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection? Allah Pak protects the person. He doesn't only protect him physically from some type of crime. Allah Pak will protect him, inshallah, from some type of financial loss. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him from some type of sickness. Allah will also protect him from psychological problems, where so many people are complaining of depression and other worries. So all round protection he gets. When Allah Pak protects, he gives a complete cover, broad spectrum cover. He protects this person all round. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursalin.